Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker has made tackling homelessness one of his top priorities, and a new report out today offers the administration a few suggestions. It's titled On Solid Ground, Building Opportunity, Preventing Homelessness, and examines how the state should address family homelessness in particular. More than 13,000 Massachusetts families applied for housing assistance in the last fiscal year. Rachel Heller is Director of Public Policy for the group Citizens Housing and Planning Association, which is releasing this new report. She calls family homelessness beyond crisis levels and says it's time for the state to shift its approach.
If we continue to focus only on reducing shelter numbers, family homelessness will continue to rise. If we shift our focus to housing stability and economic mobility, that will result in better outcomes for children, for their families, and for our communities.
And one of the ways, apparently, you'd like to thrust that forward is by creating another place at the table, so to speak. I see the number one recommendation in the report is to create a special secretary to look at all this. So you're looking for a cabinet secretary that sits at the right hand of the governor?
That's right. We need high-level leadership to build a coordinated service delivery system. The state has done tremendous things and has great programs meant to serve people with low incomes who are really struggling. But we need to pull all of this together. Right now, too many families find that they're eligible for help with housing, but then they can't get the child care they need to be able to go to work. In this high-cost market where we have the seventh highest rental market, we have the highest child care costs. We really need these programs to work together in order to help families gain that stability.
What surprised you as you were doing the research that led up to this report?
One of the things that was surprising to me is how similar the situation is today as to when the family shelter system was started back in 1983. We're dealing with all of the same issues, a shortage of affordable housing, not enough support programs, programs that don't work well together. We haven't gotten to the root causes. It's only gotten worse, unfortunately. The numbers are increasing.
Coming into office last month, Governor Baker declared homelessness one of the priority problems that he wants to tackle. How encouraged are you by that? And if indeed it is a priority of his, do you hope for movement in the short run, or do you think that this is still going to be a problem that's going to take many years to help resolve?
Encouraged by the governor's attention to this issue, both during the campaign, since he's come into office. We've already met with him and are very encouraged by, again, by his attention to this issue and his desire to really impact it. And same with the legislature. We've been working with the legislature for years on these programs, and they continue to fund them. They try to make them better. So we're hopeful that the information in this report can help to really guide, you know, how we help improve these programs and help families gain stability. It is going to be a long-term commitment that we have as a state. It's been spiraling upwards, the need for shelter. So it's going to take a while to get out, and now we think if we all partner together, change our focus, we can see different outcomes.
Rachel Heller, Director of Public Policy for the group Citizens Housing and Planning Association, which helped spearhead this report, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.